The 100 Years' War. The Countess besieged. So we're still in Brittany, and the Countess is up against it here for a little bit. The army of Charles of Blois arrived before the walls of Hennebont in late May 1342 and encountered fierce resistance. The castle, as well as the town, were full of provisions and defended by a garrison entirely devoted to the Countess de Montfort's cause. Almost as soon as the French forces arrived, they suffered a humiliating setback. It seems that a number of their Genoese and Spanish troops, without orders, rushed forward and milled about the gates and walls, engaging in undisciplined tournaments or tourneys with groups of defenders. In order to extricate them, it was necessary to mount a full-scale attack on the town. Unfortunately, that was before the French army was ready. The result was a massacre, followed by a disorganized retreat. Charles of Blois' camp was overwhelmed by the Montfortists, and they burnt most of his tents. Supposedly, according to the Jean Bel Arconte account, the Countess rode through the streets and suburbs of Hennebont, encouraging her troops from her charger. Well, the French made several other attempts to take the town by storm, and all of them failed. So by early June, the French settled down to starve the Montfortists out. By the middle of June, the French military momentum had largely been spent, and the army began to split up. Louis of Spain and the Viscount of Rohan stayed at Hennebont, but with a small Spanish force. After battering the walls with siege artillery until late June, they then gave up and left. Charles of Blois moved to Auray, setting outside the town with his main army. The town of Vannes was also still holding out. So now small detachments of the French army began spreading out along the roads, killing and looting everything in sight. Now, Charles of Blois made lavish promises to anyone who would abandon the Countess's cause and join him. But the imprisonment of her husband, John de Montfort, had made a deep impression on the Bretons in the area, and they were loyal to the Countess. King Philip VI and his friends and their protégés were all distrusted and were resisted by men whose interests might have brought them to submission long ago. But the question is, how long would they continue to resist? Now, Englishman Walter Mornay, remember this is the guy who brought the advance guard, if you want to call it that, from the English army. Mornay was not a man to shy away from a difficult task, and he was so pessimistic about the Montfortist prospects of survival that when the main English expeditionary force failed to arrive at the end of June, he actually proposed a truce to Charles of Blois that would last from July the 1st to November the 1st, 1342. In effect, the whole rest of the campaigning season would be dropped. He didn't accept it, but there were negotiations going on. Around July the 8th, Mornay arrived back in England. He wanted to take his prisoners to a safer place while he waited for their ransom, and he pressed his idea to Edward III, who, of course, had been dealing with his Flanders allies over the Maine truce and a variety of things, which is why he hadn't sent the Maine expeditionary force to Brittany. They weren't very keen on that idea. Well, Edward actually wasn't interested in Mornay's idea and promptly repudiated him. Now, Charles of Blois' reinforcements arrived in Brittany in the first half of July 1342, and by now they found no serious opposition. With Edward's promised armies not showing up, the Countess had basically just 230 or so Englishmen left in Brittany. In the course of July 1342, the Montfortists were relentlessly driven back. They eventually retreated to the area of West Brittany. The garrison of Auray, which had been forced to eat its horses, now abandoned the place, slipping through French lines at night, taking refuge in the deep inland forests. So there's one town down. The town of Vannes then surrendered on terms after some of the main gates had been stormed. There's another one down. At the small community of Gomenay-sur-Sarcoff, the commander was forced to surrender by the citizens of the town. So the Countess de Montfort, at this point, flees from Hennebon to the city of Brest. But in mid-August 1342, she found herself besieged by an enormous French army on land, on the landward side, and blockaded by Genoese galleys by the sea. So things are looking pretty bleak at this particular point. And Philip VI is, you know, is kind of rising up. As a matter of fact, he gets really lucky at this point, and it's something that I'll talk about eventually. I want to deal with the Countess and the Montfortists before we go back. But the Pope in Avignon, Boniface, who didn't get along with Philip, he's died. And so there's a new Pope, and it's going to work out a lot better for Philip VI at this point. But that's a whole separate show. But right now we were dealing with Brittany. Now the sources for this, of course, of the Hundred Years' War by Perrault and the Hundred Years' War by Nylands and the Hundred Years' War Volume 1, Trial by Battle by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that. As always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.